Okay, it's time. Hit the theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end. Are we liking this theme tune now then? It's all good?
I've kind of got used to it now.
It's sort of embedding itself.
I'm waiting for the bits to be added to it.
Yes, and...
How's that going?
Okay, we have made contact with the gospel choir.
Really?
I'm not sure how keen they are at the moment, so if there's any other gospel choirs...
I saw a really good gay gospel choir at a festival a couple of years ago. They were brilliant.
Yeah?
I think it was the London Gay Men's Gospel Choir.
All right, yeah.
Clever name.
Yeah. Get them on board. They're really good.
Yeah. And hopefully a pop star would be good as well. Or maybe like a nice school choir. That'd be nice.
That could be for the Christmas one.
Yeah.
Okay, so where are we at?
I'd like to take you to my... Again, it's my 25th year at the Tap End.
Recent.
But these are some stories that obviously since the last series have happened, so we need to talk about them. This one especially, I'd like to make a dedication. Is this allowed?
Yeah.
I'm going to dedicate this to Becky.
Why?
Just because I know she'll like this.
Oh no.
What is it?
It's not about Becky.
Oh right.
Good. I was like, yay! Why? What have you written?
But it's something you should be interested in. It's a royal special.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. Right, settle back, relax, stop what you're doing. Just for a few minutes and enjoy today's 24 years at the Tap End.
Ready?
Ready.
I'm ready. It was a momentous day in British history, April the 29th, and there was definitely a buzz in the air. It was the day of the royal wedding, which all going to plan would see Prince William put a ring on it. Although excited about the event, I wasn't so obsessed with the ins and outs of the wedding and the small things such as what dress Kate Middleton would be wearing, but I loved the excuse for a party. Kate Middleton reminds me a lot of Becky from our show.
Yes, Becky.
Why though?
And I couldn't help but think of Becky as I was writing this bit of the Tap End.
In what way?
Becky loves all things about Kate Middleton, and personality-wise they are very similar. Looks, not so much.
How do you know we're similar?
That's always my impression I've had.
Right.
How?
I just think it's a very strong association.
But what?
It's like you could be sisters. Not in looks.
So you keep saying?
No, but I mean, no, I just mean you don't look similar to Kate. But you could be like an adopted...
How much do you know about Kate Middleton to know that she's like Becky?
When I see Kate Middleton, I don't know if it's because Becky talks about her a lot, so I've got that association
those
there. Both are strong, independent women, supporters of the Scout movement, and both are held in high regard in British society. Becky is the nearest thing to royalty that I know. She once even met the Queen's husband.
Do you support the Scout?
Yeah. I signed up to help because Kate Middleton had.
Oh, yeah? Same.
See?
And I went along. I made my first woggle the other week. It's really good.
That's legal and everything. That's the thing on the top of the tie.
I know what a woggle is. I used to have one myself.
There had been loads of hype for the big day, with whole communities organising street parties, and it was good to see bunting everywhere, and a sense of pride and general happiness. I'd had a bit of a heavy one the night before. I expected the princes had done the same. But I got up early to head round to my aunt's house, where my family were having a small party. My aunt was very excited. Pims and patriotic cakes and sandwiches were on. And it was a good laugh dressing up my gran as the queen.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was she wearing?
We just whacked a tiara on it and...
On it?
No, on her. And, I sort of put a scarf around it. It was just good fun. Yeah. And got her to do the wave. A small fact, my gran is actually exactly the same age as the Queen, but lives a very, very different lifestyle. We watched the wedding on TV. I enjoyed it, but I've seen better. I think with the opportunity they had with the amount of people watching, they could have done a few more things.
Like what?
I just expected more. This should have been the biggest show on earth. And it wasn't. I expected them to do like the whole dancing down the aisle thing. I thought they were meant to be a modern king and queen. But there was none of that. The rumours weren't true.
I didn't hear that rumour.
No, there was that viral, wasn't there, of them all doing it?
Oh.
But I didn't expect them to do it in real life.
I did. I just thought it was all a bit boring. I mean, a wedding's a wedding. You think that the opportunity and money they had to be able... They could have zip-wired in if they wanted to. There was funds for that. But they kept it... Do you know what I mean? It wasn't any different. I mean, on Don't Tell the Bride, that wouldn't have got through, would it?
It wouldn't, though.
No.
You're right.
Although it was very nice watching the wedding, and this is no offence to my aunt or her wedding party, I was a bit bored. I wanted to get involved a bit, so decided to trek into London to see if there was something around there to be getting on with. I sent a text around to some of my mates. Sperm wasn't free, but Gus and Greg were.
What?
Have I met Sperm?
A friend called Mr. Sperm.
We call him Sperm because his head is a disproportionate size to his body.
Oh, does he like that?
Yeah, he's fine with that.
It's just his name.
Yeah. Say what you see. We had a few drinks and were on our way to find the next pub when I saw a stall selling cardboard masks. There were loads of different masks, including Barack Obama, David Beckham, and of course Mr. Bean. But the ones that took our interest were the masks of the royals. We saw an opportunity and we took it and purchased for ourselves a Prince Harry, a Prince Philip and a Camilla Parker Bowles. Almost immediately after putting them on, we started noticing the attention.
Were you Camilla?
I was Prince Philip. People were pointing and a group of Chinese tourists started whipping out their cameras. I couldn't believe how much people were loving it. Loads of people wanted photos with us. We were running this town. Whole families were getting involved. It felt like we were famous. I remembered from watching the wedding earlier that most of the world's press were based just outside Buckingham Palace. The famous balcony kiss had happened about an hour before, so it made sense that we should head there.
Oh, no.
All the time stopping for photos, high-fiving pensioners, or occasionally patting a small child on the head. The area outside Buckingham Palace was absolutely buzzing. There was loads of TV trucks and roving camera crews. We were approached by an American TV camera crew who wanted to do a small interview with us.
Because you had masks on?
Yeah. It was so weird. Like, you don't understand how much these tourists were loving us. You know, they weren't going to meet any royals that day, were they? But they wanted to. Mm. And we were the next best thing. Look, I've got pictures. Have a look.
Wow. It's actually like you're real.
Oh, same. I can see why an American TV company would want to interview
you. Is Camilla wearing a Watford shirt?
No, just normal jumper.
Let's get these on the radio and Facebook so everyone can enjoy them.
All was fine until Camilla grabbed the TV presenter and attempted to get off with her. She was not keen and I was embarrassed. It felt we were wasting our opportunity to break America. I pushed Camilla hard and she fell backwards. At this point, Harry got leery with me, telling me to stop being so sensible. As Camilla got up to have another go at me, I tried to calm her down. I calmed down the situation and we hugged it out.
So were you having a fight with your mates?
Yeah.
In royal masks?
In royal masks, in front of this...
Were you live on American TV?
We weren't live, I don't think. I don't know.
Do you know whether they ever showed it?
I looked on the internet, but there was so much stuff, royal coverage that day, that it was needle and haystack kind of stuff.
Do you know what channel it was?
No.
Do you recognise the presenter?
Yes, because I followed her on Twitter afterwards.
Was it Katie Couric?
I'll try and find out for you.
Was it Barbara Walters?
She was quite a young...
Was it Susanna Guthrie? She's my favourite.
I've never heard of any of these people. It wasn't Kat Deeley.
Why would it be her?
Well, I know she does American stuff now, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
I recognise her.
Yeah. Was it Ryan Seacrest?
No, it wasn't. It was a woman.
Okay.
My mate Greg had it in his head that he could try blag himself into the palace. There was a huge crowd directly outside the gates and two policemen were guarding the bit Greg was heading for. He has always been a confident blagger, but I thought this was a step too far. As he reached the gates, he just went for it. I chased after him. A policeman swung round and grabbed me, put me on the ground. I hadn't even made it through the gates.
Right, who was through the gates?
Greg.
Which one's he? Camilla?
Camilla. Right. So Camilla is through the gates of Buckingham Palace?
Yeah.
How on earth does that happen?
No, it really wasn't that hard, because like all the crowds were on either side of the gates. He just started walking right through. Admittedly, he didn't get far. He only got, few steps into it. But technically, he was through them gates.
Were you not worried about him being tasered or worse?
Well, this was it. But I followed in behind him to try grab him. And I was the one that was stopped. I hadn't even got through the gates.
Were you attempting to?
No, I was attempting to stop him.
Maybe they thought it was actually Camilla.
That, possibly. Greg was forced back at gunpoint, thankfully realising the error of his ways. It was a quality and memorable royal wedding day and ended in a karaoke bar later that night.
Still with the masks on?
Of course.
Yes.
They'd done the business all day. I suppose the key lesson from this day out was wearing a mask does not actually make you a royal. However, it does make you instantly more appealing.
And don't try and get into the gates of Buckingham Palace because you will be held at gunpoint.
Yeah, that could have gone horribly wrong.
Really, I mean, really bad.
Luckily, the policemen that day, I think, were in a good mood because there was a really good atmosphere everywhere around London and all over the UK that day. So he wasn't shot.
Good.
Hooray.
But great day. And yeah. I dedicate that to Becky.
Who is very like Kate Middleton, but not in looks.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end. Lovely. More on Wednesday at 1:45.